3105, Joseph and Angela Rocamondato seek variances from the side yard setback requirements for proposed structures, section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the southwest side of Hartleaf Road within the Sweet Bay subdivision. The 911 address is 24191 Hartleaf Road in Frankfurt. The zoning district is AR1, the tax map is District 533, map 11, parcel 787. The applicant is seeking a 2.59-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirements for a proposed attached shed, outside shower, and a trash enclosure. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Is the applicant present? If you would, please come forward.
Good evening.
Good evening, state your name and address for the record, please.
Joseph and Angela Rocamondato, 2419 Hartleaf Road, Frankfurt, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Floor is yours.
All right, so we are looking to put an attached shed, a 6x4 attached shed on the side of the house. Originally went to the HOA to put a standalone shed, and they said their requirements are to have a shed attached to the house. They will not allow a standalone shed even put against the house. They want everything to look uniform in the neighborhood, and I do understand that. We have an existing trash enclosure right now that sticks 4 feet off the house. They approved us a shower that would be the same 4 foot off the house. But with the attached shed, we'd have to come here to get the variance for the extra 2.5 feet that we need.
Okay,
You want me to just go point that, because it's a little?
Yes, if you would, and then when you come back, if you would go through the five criteria for your variance, please.
So just really quick, this is existing trash enclosure that's required by the HOA, and it's here existing right now. We had a sidewalk put with the 4 feet off the house all the way to the back. They're okay with the shower enclosure, because they're saying it's not a permanent structure. But they said the shed right here, which is in line with this, would have to get the variance because it's a permanent structure. Go ahead, Angela, you can talk.
Okay. So due to the narrowness of the lot, and I don't understand, I guess, the way, maybe it's angled, that last pad that we had put in, that the shed is considered, because the HOA is saying that it has to be attached, it's considered a permanent structure. And according to the county guidelines, it has to be, have a variance because of the setback. So because they won't let us build it not attached to the house, we need the variance. Basically, we're just, you know, we want somewhere to put our gardening stuff. And it, you know, lines up, it's not sticking out. Both neighbors agreed when we did the paperwork for the HOA, they did agree with it, everything that we're putting on that side. So.
Not going to be no electric in it.
Yeah.
It was never intended to have electric, it was just to store all the tools for outside.
And it matches everything in the neighborhood, all the different.
Going to be same color as the house, going to be everything.
Yeah, the sheds, the shower enclosures. It matches everything that's been installed in the neighborhood.
Like I said, we wouldn't be here if they would allow us to put the standalone shed, but their requirements has to be attached to the house. I don't know why, but I guess they don't want a free-for-all in the neighborhood, people putting them up everywhere.
Well, we could put it on that pad without attaching it to the house, but they won't let us. They said it has to be attached.
So it's, you know, looking for the 2.5 feet. And the sidewalk is on that side of the house already, which is a 3-foot sidewalk past the 4 feet towards the neighbor's house. And like I said, everybody's okay with it, but we just have to come here and get a variance if we want to put it up.
Sweet Bay is kind of a new neighborhood, isn't it? Newer.
Yeah. Listen, it's very nice. I love it. You know, people go crazy with the HOA. I'm okay with it because, like I said, it could be a free-for-all. All of a sudden, your neighbor's got a pink house and things go up every. I get it. And they're all okay with it. They go, we have no problem. If you get the okay here to attach it to the house, you can build it. Standalone, they just want us allowed because they want to attach. And I get that. It you know, then it starts getting ugly.
The reason I ask that is I know it's a newer neighborhood, and is there anything else like this in the neighborhood already?
Well, somebody else built the same exact thing. Fortunately, he had a little more side yard, so he was able just to build it, permits and plans like we did, and there was no issues. Ours just happens to be closer to the property line. It'll look exactly like the house. Our neighbor's house, I don't know if you have the picture of the colored picture of the top looking down. Yeah, so right there. So just real quick, I'm just going to step over here. So right here is where we have our sidewalk going around the house. And this space between here and here is the 4 feet all the way down the side. So our shed would look just like his bump out on the side of the house. They want it to be attached, the roof, the white wainscoting all around it, the same color as the house. And like I said, I get it. I understand it. So that's just, we're going to put it, it's going to be right here on this side of the house.
Any questions from the board?
What is the covered roof on the other side of the house?
Just gonna walk over. This right here?
Yes, sir.
This is the same as what this gentleman has on their side of the house. It's the
fireplace
in the houses.
Oh, okay.
And they all bump out. You know, hers is on that side, but all the houses have it.
And there's the air conditioning's on that side too, so.
Yeah, all the air conditioning and everything are over here.
Gotcha.
And there's windows here on that side. It works out good because windows are further apart. We're just gonna.
So you wouldn't be able to put it on that side.
No.
You can. All the gas lines are over there and everything. I didn't want to start putting concrete over there.
Have you spoke to the neighbors and they're okay?
They're all fine with it. They're sweethearts, all of them.
Yeah, we spoke to both on the side and across, directly across
the
house,
across,
and they said they
people, I didn't realize it, but the people across came to me and said, you need me to come tonight? I'm like, no, I don't think so.
I didn't think we needed to bring anybody.
Mr. Sharp?
How tall are the enclosures, the shed, the...
So I think everything's, let's see, I got them here. The shed was going to be 6 foot tall on the side, because I have, there's two windows in the master bedroom, so I wanted to make it look uniform. It's going to be a peak roof, and it would come down right under the windows, so it'll be 6 foot tall at the walls. And probably, I think it was 7'2" on top to keep the pitch that you would need for code, for rain and whatever else, you know, snow.
Are the enclosures and the shed, are they attached to the house or is there separation?
No,
what do you mean?
I think the garbage enclosure is attached.
No, they're attached.
They
that's,
just
that's
don't,
weird.
You know, there's no.
There's no roof on it, but there's walls
yeah.
and it's
yeah.
attached and all the siding comes exactly.
Yeah, because I know we've had that where the county looks at that and goes, if it's attached, what happens is if it's attached, then we have different rules than if it's unattached. So
it's attached. That's what I thought was
an
unattached weird.
Shed. You,
the
HOA
requires it to be attached.
They want everything attached. I'm like, man, you got that there, and that's the same off the property line. But
I presume no interior access for
anything. No, I don't want no interior access. And it just, like I said, lawn equipment, some seeds, some fertilizer.
He'd be making a hole in my bathroom. That would be good.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further questions from the board? You can have a seat right
Thank
here
you.
In the front row. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13105? Is there anyone in opposition of case number? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13105? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13105 for Joseph and Angela Raccomandato. For the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has a unique physical condition because the property, it is a little narrow. You know, like they stated, if they could have had a freestanding shed, they would, but it needs to be attached. And the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Lovinga?
Aye for the reasons.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13105 has been approved.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.